The OPW, in fairness to them, have allocated money to the issue here in an attempt to assist the issue, but the problem is that the OPW are saying that Donegal County Council will be responsible for any future works required there if they accept the funding, and that's the crux of the problem, really, Minister. And under the Flood Mitigation Works Programme, money was made available in 2016 and 2020 to Donegal County Council to carry out works in this area and to protect the seawalls. Understandably, the Council does not want to take responsibility for this land in the future without at least the provision of money to maintain the area. As the area is not a public property, they do not want to have ongoing maintenance issues in relation to it. We all know that Donegal County Council cannot afford to work after the work that they have at the minute without taking on any extra work. But I think it's important as well to note that there is a public path over this land that is used widely by the public in the area, and that's actually been undermined at the moment by the coastal erosion. So there is a public element to this work as well, too. So it's not only private property, and I think that's important. And I think that if the OPW would take that into consideration as well, that it's actually a public amenity here as well. And for the residents impacted with this, this is not an issue. They need the coastal erosion works carried out and their houses protected. And the Council and the OPW can fight about the responsibility for future funding of the area, and indeed perhaps if the work is carried out properly there mightn't be a need for any future funding either if it's carried out to the fullest amount. And the Council argue that they carried out works previously on a goodwill basis in 2019 in response to appeals from local residents, and they do not want to take full responsibility for this work in the future simply because they don't have the means of raising money to actually carry out works in the future. That's the reason why the Council don't want to take on responsibility solely for it. And I think to a certain extent that is reasonable because of the fact that they have difficulty getting money for works anyway. And I think the OPW do have a responsibility in terms of coast and protecting the coastline and coastal erosion as well too. So it's natural that maybe the OPW could continue to provide the funding, the Council could carry out the works that are necessary there to make sure that this place will be protected.
Thank you, Mr. Pringle, Minister.
Thanks very much. Concorda, I would like to thank the Deputy Pringle for raising this issue today. I'm very aware of that the risk of coastal erosion has significant impact on communities. Coastal protection and localised flooding are matters in the first instance for each local area to investigate and address. The OPW provides support to local authorities through minor flood mitigation works and coastal protection scheme which has been in operation since 2009. The scheme provides funding to local authorities to undertake minor works or studies to address localised flooding and coastal protection problems within their administrative areas. Applications of funding from local authorities, measures or studies costing up to €750,000 can be made under this scheme. Funding of up to €90,000 of the total cost is available, subject to meeting specific economic, technical, social and environmental criteria. Under the minor flood mitigation works and coastal protection scheme, it is the local authority who is responsible for identifying what is going on as statutory planning, landowner and any other relevant consent or bridges as required. The commencement and progression of any works for which funding is approved is also a matter for each local authority. Since 2009, OPW has approved funding under minor works, mitigation works and coastal protection schemes for 13 projects in County Donegal relating to coastal works and studies amount to approved funding of €674,300. In relation to Inver, which is your specific query today, in 2016, the OPW approved funding of €36,000 under this scheme to Donegal County Council for the installation of rock armour to protect the existing falling seawall at Inver. The Council accepted this funding and €34,889 was drawn down. In 2020, the OPW approved funding of €18,000 to Donegal County Council for rock armour along the lines of the existing gabions at Inver in order to protect these gabions from further damage. Progression of these works is a matter for Donegal County Council. I'd ask you when you come back just to flesh out a bit more for me the issues that Donegal County Council have, and maybe I can follow up internally within our officials. The OPW is close to finalising a review of the Minor Works Mitigation Coastal Protection Scheme. One of the issues under consideration as part of that review is the possibility of funding the maintenance of works carried out under the scheme. The Government recognises the risk associated with climate change. Climate Action Plan 21 notes that the increase in sea levels, storm surges will result in increased frequency of coastal flooding erosion. In response to these challenges, has established an interdepartmental steering group on coastal change management to develop a comprehensive whole-of-government approach to the challenge of coastal change through the implementation of the recommendations of the report to the Interdepartmental Group National Coastal Change Management Strategy. So you might just come back that maybe I can follow up that there would be a meeting between Donegal County Council and our officials, but I just, like, the Minor Work Scheme is there to, for the local authorities to apply for funding, which is approved by the OPW. Obviously, there's technical aspects to it, and then the OPW carry out the works. I'm not quite certain. Sorry. The local authority carry out the works. My correction. Just you might just flesh that a bit more off beyond the practical sense. No, thanks, Deputy Premier.
Thanks, Minister. Well, basically, the crux of the problem, Minister, is that Donegal County Council are saying that if they carry out the works and do this works that the OPW fund, that then they will have to maintain it into the future. And that the responsibility is on them to do that. And they're saying that they won't do that for private property because they're saying that this is private land that's affected by this as well too. Now, there is actually a public walkway across that land, and it's been concreted and everything they got there by the council to facilitate the community and the public, which the landowners have no problem with at all. But if it's a case that that's going to be left to them to maintain and protect this land, they're going to have to close that walkway and I don't think that would be any benefit to the community or anybody else either if that happened. But the crux of the problem is, like, basically the local roads engineers and stuff like that, they're saying that yes, they could carry out the works, but they don't want to be responsible in the future then if there's more works needs to be done. It's because it's on private land. If it was on public land, I think that they must be that they would say that there's no problem. But they're claiming that this is on private land, and that's what the issue that they have here, and that they would end up being stuck with it. Now, I don't know, does that mean that if in the future they could apply to the OPW for additional funding if works was needed or not? But it seems to be, from what the engineers are saying to us and to the landowners, is that basically they're not going to take responsibility on an ongoing basis in the future for this land, and that's really the crux of the problem, because the money is there, apparently, and it's welcome in that there, but there's no mechanism to actually make sure that it's spent, and that's the crux of it. Thanks.
The commencement and progression of the minor work schemes at Inver County Galway, for which funding has been approved, is a matter for Donegal County Council, because the money has been approved. So I'll ask the OPW officials to engage with Donegal County Council to see if there's any misunderstanding there. The government is, however, developing a whole-of-government approach to the challenges of coastal change. Amongst the key recommendations of reporting to the Department of a National Coastal Change Management, the assignment of the lead coordination role to the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage to promote and joined up whole-of-government response to coastal change by all relevant departments having regard their existing policy remits. Department Steering Group, chaired by the Department of Heritage, Local Government and Heritage, Housing, Local Government and Heritage have met three occasions since the 28th of March 2024. We'll meet again on the 19th of November 2024. The OPW has been designated by government as the national lead coordinating body for the assessment of the coastal change hazards and risk and the assessment of technical options and constraints. These assessments will build upon indicative assessments work previously undertaken by the OPW under the Irish Coastal Protection Strategy Study and comprise a substantial multi-annual programme of work to assess coastal risk nationally and then in detail at a higher risk locations as the basis for then determining potential viable works to manage this risk. The work will contribute to the works of the Interdepartmental Steering Group on Coastal Change. But, like, an application was made and funding was provided, and under the Minor Work Scheme it is the responsibility of the local authority to carry out the works. But this has come up. Your constituent colleague, Joe McHugh, has risen this with me on numerous occasions. So, in the spirit of, let's say, cooperation, he has requested that I follow up with the officials to communicate with the local authority, and I'll do that, and we'll see what comes of that. Thank you very much.